What is going on, guys? JJ Derrickson here with another video, another podcast, whichever one you're watching on. And today I got a fire interview for you guys with James A. Brinker, 17-year-old doing SMMA, been a big mentor in my life with social media marketing and sales and all that. But we dropped some fire for this interview for you guys. You guys are going to love it. And so, yeah, stay tuned.
Okay.
So I'm guessing a lot of people already know who you are. I mean, but for like maybe one, two, three people who don't know who you are, maybe just explain. Who you are, what you do.
Yeah, man. My name's James Brinker, 17 years old. Almost 18 in about 6 months. I'm from Michigan, as you know. I live in Miami, Florida. I moved here about 10 years ago. And what I do is digital marketing, social media marketing. I've been doing that for about a year and a half, 2 years. I've always been into entrepreneurship, and this is kind of the story I tell people. My dad has always been an entrepreneur. He's had multiple businesses, and from a young age, I've always had that kind of mentality.
Yeah.
And it's not like I don't want to work for people, because people kind of sometimes misunderstand what I think or how I feel about that subject. I don't think it's bad to work for people. There's definitely a lot you can learn. But ultimately, in the end game, that's not what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I think a lot of people don't want to do that. But there's a lot to learn. You can get a good paying job. Now, the other thing is, I also thought, interrupt me if you want, just ask me questions if you want, it's no problem. No, the other thing was, I always thought you had to have crazy invention to become rich. And then I realized when Ty Lopez introduced the social media marketing, I never really knew that was a thing. And then I was like, okay, I know this, I've been growing up with it. If I learn how to make people money, I can charge for it, because these business owners not only don't have the time, but they don't know how to do it, so let me charge for it. So over 6 months, I actually took Ty's course. I got out of it. And then over 6 months, I learned a lot on my own through experience, trial and error. Pretty much making the mistakes is the best thing that could happen to me. I mean, I'm not a website designer, but I built a website. I'm not a graphic designer, but I learned how to do that. I'm not a salesman, but so I learned everything that I need to. I still have a lot to learn, and I still am getting better at everything I do. But I realized you could sell a service. Over 6 months, I got my first client after all those mistakes, and I just been teaching people. I created a course to help people. It's now free, just because I want to really see other people succeed. That's one of the things I love doing. So that's one of the biggest reasons it is free. And here I am, man, just trying to grow my brand, help other people, grow my agency.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I like that story. Yeah. So you said you've been doing social media marketing for about a year and a half, 2 years. What's your agency at right now? How many clients do you have? What are you guys doing revenue-wise?
Yeah, we're about 8 clients right now, I believe, and we're almost hitting that 10K mark. Wow. We were at the 10K mark a little bit ago, but of course, with every agency, you're going to lose clients, and that's normal. It just happens. So, no, we're doing everything we can every single day to get, you know, our pipeline full, keep getting those clients, keep following up with people that said they were interested. So, Awesome. Yeah, that's where we're at right now.
Awesome, awesome. And what was the process to get to that point? I'm sure, like, it wasn't all smooth sailing. You probably had a couple of obstacles you had to face.
Yeah, man. I mean, the biggest thing that I learned, and I tell people, is, again, the mistakes are where I learn the most. And I can teach you, you know, as much as I know, as much as what I have in my head that I feel like is going to help you guys, that helped me. But I can bring you can bring the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink, right?
Yeah,
so I can teach you guys so much, but the experiences, again, if you guys are not getting out there, if you're making excuses to not go to meetings, because that's what happened to me. Like, I got scared sometimes, and I would just make an excuse, and then that fear would go away. But being uncomfortable made me comfortable. So talking to billionaires, talking to multimillionaires and big, big companies now, it's like, it's a normal thing, and I don't get nervous anymore just because I've done it so many times. So the obstacles, man, I mean, you get there, just like I said, put in those numbers. The people, you know, you probably talked about this with Trent too.
Yeah.
How do you get more clients? You got to get in front of more people. And how do you do that? It starts with the calling. It starts with the outreach, cold emailing, building your brand. That's why I'm building my brand. I encourage everyone to build a brand, because you look at Gary Vee, he probably doesn't even have to call clients. People come to him.
Oh, yeah.
Billion-dollar companies, Pepsi, Budweiser, Chase. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing, man. Just every single day, I'm very disciplined with it, just to make sure that my pipeline is so full that when I lose a client, it's always going to happen. Gary Vee loses a client. I will have someone next in line.
Yeah, yeah. So you're always right there. You're always talking about always hitting your numbers and making sure, like, sales is a numbers game. Other than that, what would be one piece of advice you give to somebody who's just struggling to start or grow an agency?
You know, learn from the right person. Like I said, my course is free, but again, you got to, first of all, take the advice, take the information, and then go out and take action. I feel like a lot of people waste time on little things and are so worried about their business cards or their website or their domain email, james@brinkermediagroup.com. Like, don't worry about that stuff. Just get out there and start doing it, because you're going to start very, very low. And I'm sure you know, you probably had a few meetings, and a lot of my students have, when they start out, they notice there were things that they should have said and shouldn't have said in these meetings, or the way they should have presented themselves and the way they shouldn't have presented themselves. So, I mean, the biggest advice is just take action, get out there, go through those experiences, because it's those are the biggest learning, you know, curves that you get when starting out in this. So, biggest piece of advice, man, just take action, just do it. And the more you learn, the more you grow.
Yeah, I like that. So, just wondering, did you ever struggling to be able to take action? Were you, from the get-go, did you take action from right away, or were you just trying to learn in the beginning? Or,
you know what, those 6 months that I tell people that I struggled to get a client, after 6 months I got my first one. I feel like in the first 1 to 2 months, I was again worried about the business cards and the website and my pamphlet, whatever the BS was, my logo. But once I realized, I mean, yes, I did struggle. I thought I was doing work. And then once I realized what it actually took, you know, 100 a day, cold email, like everything that I was doing that I do on a day-to-day basis now, I wasn't doing. So, yeah, I mean, taking action definitely was a problem. But until I figured that out, it was just smooth sailing after that. Yeah. The process, it was a system in place that I figured out that I knew if I hit these numbers, if I do this, I will get clients.
Yeah, I totally relate to that part.
Yeah.
What would be like three pieces of advice you'd give to somebody for their agency just struggling with the sales part, trying to get in front of people, deal with objections?
So learn from somebody. A lot of people, I've heard myself, learn from one person. I mean, Trent has helped me a lot with sales, and he's learned from Grant Cardone, and I'm also taking Cardone U as well. First thing, learn from somebody. Learn as much as you can, take in as much as you can, because people think they know how to sell, and they think it's just a regular conversation, and that's what I thought, but it's not. You have to know what people are thinking, you have to know body language, you have to know what it means when they say certain things, and then you have to know how to control the situation and handle it. Mm-hmm. So learn, read as much as you can. Number two, I would say practice. Practice those objections, practice handling them, because although I put in the course, you know, a bunch of the most common ones, there's always some that just come up, and you're gonna need to practice and learn it. So role play is very important as well, and we're talking about the sales. And then number three, man, practice getting uncomfortable. Practice handling, like, again, those objections is kind of similar, but ask those harder questions. You know, when people say, I need some time to think about it, because the objections people give you, you'll probably notice this, and if you're not that comfortable with selling, and I was the same way when I was starting out, when people give you objections, you buy into their BS, and that's what I did. People were like, I need to talk to my wife, but it was a great conversation. That's them telling you no. And you guys will see in one of my vlogs coming up, like, when people tell me I need another month, I tell them, hey, look, I get it. You know, I like to be straight up with my potential clients, my prospects, and I'm sure you do as well. And they're not in their head. And when I tell them, if you're going to push me along, that's fine. I take no hard feelings whatsoever. But if you're going to tell me no then in a month, just tell me no. No big deal. What happens is they open up, because you're so honest with them, they're going to be honest with you. So ask those harder questions, be comfortable with it, and I'm just gonna touch on this real quick. A lot of people talk about age, man. I never thought about that as a problem, and it's never hurt me. If anything, people are impressed. So man, practice asking those harder questions, practice those objections, and just constantly be learning.
Yeah, okay. And I saw you mention Grant Cardone just a little bit ago. I saw you got to, you and Trenton and Salvatore just got to meet him.
Yeah, man.
How was that, and how do you guys even get to do that?
Well, he lives pretty close to me. His office is pretty close, and I was going there to get 10X planners and any books or whatever I need. And one day I was with Trent. I never asked to see him because I've met him before, but I figured, you know, we have our cameras. Trent's here. Let's ask. So we asked to see him, and he happened to be running out. I don't think you're going to get to meet him every time you hop in the office, but yeah. He happened to come out. Trent had a great story with him, so we all got to meet him, have a little conversation. Hopefully I'm going to get him on the podcast or something, but yeah, it was awesome, man. Yeah. He's a super genuine and he's a great guy.
That's awesome. And yeah. Also saw you're getting on the private Facebook group you have, you're getting Gary Vaynerchuk on there in like a week or two, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, he's going to be in there. What is it? I'm looking at my calendar. In about a week, I'm going to have a live stream. I don't know if he'll be like specifically answering questions, but he's going to be on there giving a lot of advice. I don't want to give too many details, but you're going to see him on my content. It's going to be awesome.
And how are you able to connect with him, get him on there?
I talked to him on a podcast, and eventually a year and a half later, I met up with him at an event, and I asked a question, and I got a meeting. So it's awesome. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Goes back to asking those hard questions in a way, right?
Exactly. You yeah. just got to put yourself out there. People are scared to ask them. I mean, I just want to touch on this because when we start talking, so many things come to my head. People talk about cold calls, especially in the group.
Yeah.
And they're just scared, and that's okay when you're starting out. But again, being uncomfortable makes you comfortable. So what's the harm in asking those questions? What's the harm in cold calling? No one knows who you are on the other side of the phone. If you get a meeting, great. If you don't, there's nobody's gonna like ruin your life because you cold called them, right? Yeah. Just get out there, do it more, and you're gonna become better at it.
For sure. And then other than Grant and Gary, what are some big mentors or big people in your life that have impacted you?
My dad, for sure. Like I said, he's been an entrepreneur, so I've had those values built into me, and I think they really, really have helped me throughout everything I'm doing. Brent has helped me a lot, my brothers. My uncles as well, they're all into entrepreneurship business. So just over my life, I would say besides my family, people that I look up to that I consider mentors, definitely Gary. I mean, Gary's just he's just a good person to look at. Even if you're not into business, man, he's just a kind. He teaches kindness, and that's what we need more in this world. So yeah. Gary, for sure, Grant, you know. I also look up to Dan Locke as well. He's really good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. And then you had this course. It was originally like $999?
It was for a bit, and then I realized, you know, I don't want to be that person. I don't think that, you know, $1,000 is a lot, and then I had to reevaluate, and I was like, do you really want to help people? And I was like, yeah, so I lowered it. And then I lowered it even more. You probably, I don't know what you got in, probably $39. And that's when I realized, okay, people want this. It's just they don't have the money to get $1,000, which is okay. Everybody starts out somewhere.
Yeah.
And once I gave it free, man, I mean, it just blew up. There's like 1,000 people in it now. And that's exactly what I wanted. I want to help people. And for free, I mean, there's not much more I could ask for and probably not much more other people could ask for, you know?
Awesome. Most people right now wouldn't do that. They just want to monetize their personal brand as much as they can.
Exactly. It's like, you know, I'm not going to name drop, but you know who those people are. It's just, it's kind of sick at some point. You know, people don't, when you're starting out, people don't know that they're getting sold. I mean, if you're in this marketing and sales game, you know, you watch a webinar, you know exactly what they're doing, even if unethical or ethical. I'm always about being, you know, on the good side of things and not really trying to just take people's money, because you can find all this online. It's just, if it's put together, you know, don't kill people with $1,000. A lot of people don't even have $1,000 in the bank. So
yeah,
that's why I do it.
I like it because you can just get that course for free, use that $1,000 to start your business.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then I always see you preaching, having a good morning routine, just having that structure to your morning. How did that start, and how has that just affected you and your career?
Yeah, I always put a lot of videos on this because like I'm super passionate about like being very structured, and you probably know I'm super disciplined, but how it has helped me, I've been doing this since, just a little backstory, I've been waking up early since like when I was 12 in sixth grade or something like that, because I wanted to work out in the morning. I don't know, I just felt better about it, and I felt I was super disciplined, and I feel like that has built so much within me that it translated into what I'm doing now. So how it has made me what I am today, it's just the discipline, man. I mean, being so structured, it just goes into business. It goes into everything else I do. I'm not, you know, just lackadaisical with everything. I'm just very, you know, very in line. Did you ask how I set my morning routine up?
Yeah. How would you do that?
I wake up 5, 6 a.m. depending on the time I go to bed. I always try to get 6 or 7 hours of sleep. I don't think you need any more or less than that.
Yeah.
And then when I wake up, and the reason I wake up so early is because, I mean, you can go to bed at 12 and wake up at 7. You can go to bed at 10 and wake up at 5. But the reason I wake up at 5 is because, I said this in a bunch of videos, you're ahead of the whole world. I mean, when, by 8 o'clock, that's when my clients need me. That's when I need to answer people. So by that time, if I woke up at 7, I would get to my stuff at 10, and that's just way too late for me. So 5 a.m., I would structure it by, I always meditate in the morning. You could do it however order you want. I always do some sort of physical activity. I always read in the morning. Probably right when I wake up, I read, drink a lot of water, coffee, and then pretty much I'm good to go for the day.
Yeah. What kind of advice would you give to somebody who's trying to do that, trying to implement that into their life, but they're just struggling with either the structure or waking up that early? What would it be?
You got to cut out the BS, man. You got to cut out what's important. I mean, if you're looking forward to going out at 12, 1, 2, 3 a.m. in the morning, there's no way you're going to wake up at night. So you got to just start out. It starts with your nighttime routine, right?
Yeah.
So you got to make sure that's right. You got to make sure you shut off your phone. Highly recommend shutting off your phone an hour before and then reading for an hour, because you'll naturally get tired. And the second you look at your screen again, I feel like personally, you just screw it up again. It's like it just brightens everything. You can feel it. So the blue light, man, I don't touch my, I'm guilty of it. I think we all are, but I try to shut it off an hour before, relax and then just starts there. And I wake up, man. I mean, it's going to hurt at 5 a.m. It's not easy, but you have to, it's like a 3-second rule. You count to three and just get out. Because once you're up, you wash your face, you're good.
Yeah, I've been trying to really implement that in my life, and your videos have definitely helped.
Thank you.
Right now, it's like 8:20 in Vancouver right now. I've already worked out, read, meditated, and everybody in my family's still asleep in there.
I love it, man. I mean, yeah, this is what it takes. You got to do everything you can to be the best that you can be. Because, I mean, if you're trying to be the best that you can be in business or whatever it is, and you're doing drugs, you're never going to beat me, because I'm always going to be cleaner, faster, quicker, smarter than you.
Yeah.
And when you're doing that BS, man, you're not going to beat me. So that's how I think about it. I'm very disciplined. I want to be the best. Yeah,
for sure. And then just to wrap things up, I have 3 questions I like to ask everybody whenever I interview them. So
yeah,
first one's just one book you'd recommend to anybody that's just completely changed your life.
Well, besides Think and Grow Rich, which I think every successful person has read, which is like a starter, just that has changed my life. I'm not going to talk about specific sales or marketing, which is important, but I think Outwitting the Devil is like crazy good. And then a body language book, because once you learn body language, you can tell, like, it's crazy, man. You can tell what people are thinking, how to handle yourself so people don't know what you're thinking. So body language book, I think it's called The Definitive Book of Body Language and Outwitting the Devil, 100%. Those are like some of my top ones. Oh, How to Win Friends and Influence Others.
Yeah. Trenton told me about Outwitting the Devil. Yeah, I'm definitely going to check that one out.
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
And then who's just one big entrepreneur, if you had to pick just one, who's just influenced you the most into becoming who you are right now?
Gary Vee.
Gary?
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
I mean, it just goes back to the fact that I started my YouTube channel. I started everything I'm doing because of him. And my thought process going into this was, okay, he's successful. He's saying, build your brand, start a channel. And he's saying, start a brand, start a channel. I didn't know what could come of it, but I knew that doing it was going to turn into something.
Yeah.
So I did it because he said it. And then once I started getting a little bit of traction, you know, figuring out little tricks of ranking my videos, thumbnails, tags, all that stuff, I started to see a lot of growth and it was really motivating. I figured out a schedule. I started growing. I found out my little niche. And because of him, I feel like a lot of what I do is because of what he says. I literally take a lot of his tactics. And if you guys aren't watching him, you definitely should.
Yeah.
Take a lot of his tactics, implement it in what I do, see if it works, see if it doesn't work. Most of the time it does. And then another reason is just like his values, man. He's just a good overall person. And that's, again, what I implement in what I do. I'm very ethical. You know, I look at the long-term play. And that's again, one of the biggest reasons I get my course for free. I want to help people. And that's what I want to be remembered for. I don't want to I don't want to make 10, 20, 50K in a webinar and sell my $1,000 course. I just don't see that as, for me personally, you can do it if whoever wants to, but for me personally, I don't see that as a long-term strategy.
Yeah, okay, I like it. And then, what would be your plans for the future, like 5, 10, 20 years down the road? Like, how do you see your business, your life?
Yeah.
How do you see all that playing out?
I mean, it could go to, I definitely want to grow my agency to a point where I have people, like I've built it so much, I've built so many systems and I have good people around me and I can kind of look over it, but I have other people managing it, because I've built such a reputation.
Yeah.
I don't know, I don't have a certain number in my head, but I want to help like a certain number of people, whether it's a million or a billion, I don't know. And then in 5 to 10 years, man, I feel like, I don't know, I tell people like I just want to live in an exotic country, just work on my computer,
yeah,
like create awesome content and then just come back and I don't know, something like that. I don't really have it figured out yet, but yeah, just keep growing my agency, keep growing my brand and helping other people for sure.
Yeah, and then just curious, what kind of agency do you want? Do you want the huge VaynerMedia type or do you want the one where it's just like, you know, the laptop lifestyle?
I don't know, honestly. I feel like I can experiment with both. I want to get it to a point where, you know, it's too, I can do it through my laptop, but it's going to get to a point where it's too hard to manage all through your laptop and Skyping with all your employees. Because if you really want to like grow to VaynerMedia, you know, it can't be all through a laptop. So
yeah,
I'll probably experiment with just, you know, through online communication. And then it's probably going to translate into a physical office, which would be cool.
All right. All right. So yeah, then just to close it out, what's the best way people can connect to you? Like, what platforms are you on?
Best way, man, is YouTube, James A. Brinker. Instagram, same thing, James A. Brinker. And yeah, man, there's a bunch of links on all of those platforms. So go check those out. Those are definitely two best places.
Yeah. And then any final words before we close this out?
Final words, I guess, since we're talking about all this stuff, is take action, guys. I mean, you know, I didn't know I would be anywhere where I am with some level of success. Like, I'm not anywhere where I want to be in life, but I've had some level of success. And the biggest thing is just taking action. So many people talk, so many people, you know, get into the entrepreneur scene and they put entrepreneur in their bio right away when they just read a book or they just saw a Gary Vee video, which I'm not discrediting you, but it's just like take action, build something. So that you can, you know, look back and not only you have something that you've built and you can say that, you know, you've done, but you're not just BSing everybody, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
that's what I see a lot. People just talk, but you really got to take action. Just do it. Don't be scared of what other people think. Don't live in fear, man.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Starts your Shopify trial, puts entrepreneur in your bio.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Hey, so I hope you guys enjoyed the interview. Whether if you're on YouTube, just leave a like, comment, subscribe, you know the drill. If you're on a podcast, make sure you subscribe and leave a review. We really appreciate it. Also, make sure to check out James' YouTube channel at James A. Brinker and his Instagram at James A. Brinker. Finally, make sure you follow me on Instagram at JJC Dirksen. That's JJCDoerksen. And yeah, if you guys have anybody you want me to interview, leave it in the comments down below. And I'll catch you guys in the next one.